We have the National Communication Forum for Radio that is present with us here, like we did with all other presentations. We are going to hand over to yourself so that you do an introduction of all of you, and then you take us through the presentation. You are welcome, and thank you for being here. Please be seated.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you very much, members of the Communication Committee and other stakeholders. Very good afternoon. My name is Yangwayo Kuka, who is the National Conservative Forum Deputy Chair. Next to me is Patrick Fakibu-Kikine, who is our Chairperson. Next to him is Joanne Pire, who is our General Secretary. Keith Mulope is one of the board members. The General Secretary will be taking us through in our presentation. I wish to give a background of what is it that is a matter of conversation for us. We are a constituent-based organization. We find out with each and every problem that is coming with the provincial conversation forum that across the provinces. We are having 134 members across the country that are licensed, but those that are on air, 124. Currently, we are having 9.5 million listenership. I'm talking to politicians and political parties who can come to us to assist you willingly, we do have number. It's not really the main thing that have number. So without wasting your time, let us say, we'll then sit in to questions of planning and all that as a committee. But somebody who's going to be taking us through our presentation is going to be there. Can I then hand over to you?
Thank you very much, colleagues, members of the portfolio committee. I think we'll start the presentation at page 2, which will give some idea of the purpose of the presentation. I'm not going to take long in terms of the picture of the structure of the presentation. But importantly, to indicate the role of the NCRRP, the Advocacy for Diversity and Development of Conservative beyond South Africa. The Deputy Chairperson has already reflected on the summary of the NCRF, which was established in December 1973 as part of the Freedom of the Airways campaign. The NCRF has been a cornerstone to the establishment of both the LGBA Media Development and Diversity Agency, which was then later established by Parliament in 2001. I'll reflect later on the achievement that we have pursued, ensuring that the government ensures that there is an enabling environment for the broadcasters. But important to note that NCRF's mission is to build a vibrant and sustainable community media sector in South Africa, for Southern Africa. And we have a vision to advocate and lobby on behalf of our members, various stakeholders, to advance the participatory democracy towards sustainable social development in communities through community radio. The NCRF is a national sector body representing community radios in the country. It represents 98% of community radios in South Africa. The NCRF is a constituency-based organization with members from all 9 provinces. In correction to what the Chairperson has said, we currently a total membership of 156 community radios within the Lesser Press of the Republic. It is led by the national leadership, which are elected to the national conference for 4 years. On page 9, it reflects the list of the leadership or the current leadership of the NSA. In the free state, which is one of our provinces, we have a membership of 15 community radios. We understand that we reflected on the issue of the strength and the growth of the areas through identifying how many district municipalities we have and metros in those provinces to ensure that at the later when we reflect in terms of how many community radios we have in South Africa and the opportunities of the community radios growing or declining, it is informed by the size of each and every province. Now, in the Free State, we have a membership of 15 community radios, and the places below are the leadership of the province. I don't know what technology did page 12 from the Mpumalanga province. I think there are 14 community radios with 3 district municipalities. As the leadership below. Gauteng province, 19 community radios, is one of the congested provinces in terms of community radios. 19 community radios with 3 metros and 2 district municipalities. The leadership of the province also reflects. In Northern Cape, currently with a membership of 10 community radios and 5 district municipalities. The Northwest, to the membership of 13 community radios and the leadership rules. KwaZulu-Natal, membership of 32 community radios with 1 metro and 10 district municipalities. The Eastern Cape have the membership of 21 community radios, 2 metro and 6 district municipalities. Now, we will reflect later on the issue of the strength and the weaknesses of the availability of community radios in those areas as we go through the presentation. The national leadership of the NSA has prioritized 6 main pillars of taking the organization forward, which are organizational renewal, diversification and development of community media, sustainability of the organization, professionalizing community radio, strengthening our stakeholder relation, and eradication of volunteer system in creation of jobs. The NSRF will be having the first national policy conference, and the purpose of the first national policy conference is to redefine the current organizational posture and create a more constituency-based network to ensure that the existing provincial leadership are not only coordinating as currently and ensure that they are part of the legal framework of the organization. Internally, also, we will also want to align our strategic goals to our new framework in ensuring that our organization is able to speak adequately with its 4 main internal strategies. In the brand communication research to ensure that in our advocacy and lobby work we are able to have enough research at the business development and project unit and the training and development units which exist within the SRF. The second pillar, which is the diversification of development of community media. We have noted that we have reached a stage where the mainstream media cannot continue existing in the ignorance of the existence of community broadcasters. So today it is no secret that community radio only covers over 9.2 million audiences in the Republic. So our vision is to make sure that we encourage the understanding between the community media sector to ensure that we work together and start to together to ensure media diversity and ensure that we have a strong community media in the Republic. The third pillar, which is sustainability of the organization, I'm not going to talk much on it because it remains an issue which is too internal to deal with, but more ensuring that from our 22 years existence, we go from strength to strength and we have the necessary financial capacity to do the work that we ensure that there's an enabling environment for culture and your sector. The fifth pillar, which talks to strengthening our stakeholder relations, we will ensure that we also put priority in relationship building, mostly in academic institutions, to ensure that most of our members or stations benefit, and also in creation of job opportunities, our communities get the better advantage of the system. And lastly, eradication of volunteer system. It is important to note that in the establishment of community radio 22 years back, it has been used as a tool that encouraged development with the use of volunteers as part of the system. And it is no secret today that community radio employs over 4% of our of the country's employment rate. And today, many of our community radios pay better than some of our commercial mainstream media. So as we professionalize community radio, we want to ensure that, in ensuring that there's no volunteers, we need to ensure that there's good leadership, management, and individual chain that will be accountable and respected in every community radio in South Africa. We will deal with a few of some key challenges that are available in the sector, moving away from the issue of the organizational assessment, which one remains good governance. This remains a key challenge, and I think members of the committee will agree with me that it has always been a concern from the past portfolio committee till now, that it has also paralyzed many of our broadcasters, and 82% of our committee members today are faced with governance challenges. Though many are thinking that our political posture creates this environment, it is not in terms of our assessment, because we feel that it has no merit, because in the work that we do, we have made an assessment and we have identified the following as the key. Another benefit of policy and regulatory framework, the availability of gaps within the legislation, power ownership and control. The non-availability of policy and framework will look at the current ICASA rules, for an example, which provide that the board members must, or who fail to provide an annual audit statement to the monitoring officer, they will be taken to the CCC or the compliance committee for a hearing, which for us we don't think it is a fair tool to be used, because many of our community leaders today have two structures of boards, and some are caused by project initiators and station managers, for instance, and project initiators, if he feels that things have not gone his way, then he calls his own meeting and create a conflict with the trust. In essence, many of these project initiatives are believed to be owning these projects and have the right to get in and out of the board. So these are some of the challenges that are not addressed because of the non-availability picture of policy and regulatory framework. And secondly, the other issue is the failure of many boards to ensure that there is strong leadership at the boards and the board members are capacitated or less than or correctly capacitated to lead this project. And thirdly, the issue of efficient administration. Many of our station managers that are leaders of administration have not been given enough training or capacity to ensure that they ensure effective and efficient administration to this project. Some of these managers, they don't have secondary management to ensure that there is a good value chain in this project. And issues of financial management also remains a key concern. The other issue, the Companies Act has a very serious gap in terms of recognizing the non-profit making organizations and NGOs, especially in the media sector, both in governance and administration. For example, in the case, there was a committee radio stations where one director was, or one board member was, say he's a director and he wants to be full-time in the project and so on. This is what is compared by the company set in terms of directorship. And more importantly, also what kills our community radios, power ownership and control. Due to the project being controlled and owned by communities, many of our managers use it to control our communities. Many of our projects are receiving a great deal of influence by managers to ensure that board members are people who agree with him or with them. And today, many unlawful and unconstitutional committees were convened and people were removed into place. Some with motions of no confidence, which is not provided for in the African Constitution. Some station managers are allowed to chair annual general meetings. This is to ensure that the one who manages the station has control of the entire project. We'll at the later stage reflect on key challenges that generally face community radio broadly. But one important issue is the MTDA provincial funding framework, which was done, I think, at the past 3 years, where provinces were given funding to ensure that there's development, there's coordination by provinces. But this has ensured that it paralyzed the organization because different structures were created. One would note that one of the prerequisites of the funding in the MTDA is a tax clearance, and therefore the provinces were then required to have tax clearance, and for them to have a tax clearance, they must then register their own company. It posed a legal challenge to the NPR as an organization because today we have provinces that we don't have staff, we don't have legal base proof because we have different organizations for the funding of the province. It is important to note that the NCRF appreciates the introduction of the MTDA Act by the National Assembly. And we fully agree that an enabling environment was created through the establishment of the MTDA. But it does not take away the challenges that I've reflected previously on the issue of the MTJ. And we also applaud the work that they have done over the past 2 years to correct some of those mistakes. The key challenges that face community radio in general, if it was possible, I would take a day or two to reflect on the issue of ICASA, because it's one of the key challenges that face our community radio. During the past 3 years, I think by 2012-2013, ICASA licensed many community radios, and I think their licensing was not well researched. Well, community radios were licensed from strict to the following extent. So if you go to, I'll make an example of the Northwest. When you go to a municipality called Moses Kotan in the Northwest, there are about 5 community radios, and the radius of that municipality is quite small that you could have 5 community radios that municipality. And you know, the those community radios are situated in quite a small distance, where I believe that an opportunity could be given to many areas, for an example, in the Northern Cape, where the province is very vast, and could have an opportunity of having more community radios. Now, it is worth, because reflecting on Section 50 of the Electronic Communications Act of 6th of 2005, where it also suggests that within 60 days, if the regulator has not responded, an applicant should expect that he is now licensed. And most of the community radios take advantage of that situation, because our regulator is not, I don't think I have a right word to use, but possibly to say, not reactive to any circumstances that comes. Today, I think if you look at many of these community radios, possibly around the country, the agents that they have, you will find it very difficult to see cars in this region. Today, as I move, today, because I have licensed, for an example, TRAP as community radios, and you find it difficult as to how will TRAP be part of a community development project, because a TRAP is regulated in terms of the TRAP Act. But they are, to give an example, I think Alex FM is one of the TRAP that is a community radio. Like I said, today we are faced with a congested space where community radios are located next to each other, and this creates a huge challenge for sustainability and relevance. And the only solution to the problem is for the regulator to address. The second key challenge is the issue of the VERS or the SARS. Those who know the Act will understand that when you make a turnover of more than 1 million in terms of the VERS Act, you are compelled to be a registered VERS vendor. Now, community radios, without sometimes noting the difference of grants, as long as the annual turnover goes to 1 million, they are expected to compulsory register for theirs. and this is achieved many community radios because some would have not collected rent for that for that financially, and they would be expected to pay rent for that financially. And those who have registered for rent, for instance, the GCIS would not want to pay them rent because they say we would be expected to pay the same rate for the community rate. And by that, then suggest that they would be expected to pay rent from their own pockets. So these are part of the serious challenges that face the sector. The other key challenge that face the sector is the media buying organizations that have been established. Many of them are very rich because they collect money from a specific companies for funding and buy media space in community radios, and possibly the available 5% from that 100% goes to community radio, and to a large extent community radio becomes the biggest loser in the game. That's why today many of the biggest companies are these media buyers. Though the national government are using the GCIS for media buying or bulk buying, but provincial governments are key in terms of using these media buying organizations. But to ensure that there is job opportunities and we are living poverty, we don't reject the media buying, but we recommend that the amendment of the media and the MGDA Act includes the media buying so that those media buying organizations can be able to pay an annual percentage to the sector. We appreciate the fact that this year the minister indicated that there will be an amendment to the MGDA Act. And the fourth challenge is the issue of SAMRO, the South African Music Rights Organization, which used the Act, the SAMRO Act of 1972. And one would know that by 1972, community radio was not existing. And we are compared to the same circumstances that commercial broadcasters are expected to, in terms of paying royalties to the singers. And I don't think we don't want to pay royalties to our African brothers who are singing. But more importantly is for a clear understanding of how these royalties are collected to ensure that community radios continue to be sustainable, and also to improve the royalty paying method of collection from community radio. The last one is the issue of the South African Audience Research Foundation, which the SABC left, I think, 2 years back because they felt that they are not doing justice in terms of the audience reach and they affect their marketing. And the same problem now is coming to community radio. In the past 3 years, community radio has been back to 9 million listenership, which we don't believe that it's a fair rating. And the method that they are using, which does not cover community radio. For the past years of their research, they've used, for example, a landline telephone as part of their research method. And many of our communities or community areas do not have landline telephones for that research. Now, we believe that community radio must also be given a fair research to allow fair competition in the sector. It's also good to note that there's a new kid on the block called the BRCSA, which is also doing the research audience for the SABC. So those are key areas that really are challenges to the community radio sector. But in closing, Chair, I think to importantly reflect that the community radio in South Africa were affiliated to our international body called AMARC International, which is Association of Community Radios in Latin. And during the conference held in Ghana in August 2015, our deputy chairperson was elected the vice president of the AMARC International, representing South Africa in the community broadcasting sector. Lastly, I'm not going to reflect mostly on our successes, but it is important to note that the existence of 22 years in the sector is an important success that we find ourselves to reflect on. And thank you very much, Charlie, for the question.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Honourable members, I'm sure you have heard the pick-up aspect of engagement. It's quite an interesting presentation that aspect that I'm very much aware that it's the issues that are very passionate to the members. I'm opening up this presentation for engagement and any takers, Honourable Van Dyke, Honourable Zaidi.
Thank you for this interesting presentation. I'm just curious, I'm not quite sure if I know precisely media bias. What do you mean precisely with that? If you can just elaborate on that. That's the unfortunate thing for now.
Okay.
Congratulations to the Vice President. I hope you will represent us very well. Just a few issues, Chair. I see you are talking about 98% of community radios having been represented in the forum. And the question that comes to mind is, what is the situation with regard to the 2%? The issue of the congested space that you spoke about, where people are sitting and running on the city, having applied for a license, that if there is no response, you take it as a radio station that you like. It's a very serious challenge. Because how containers always do, you can't continue to give licenses to new community radios while you know that you are not able to provide the necessary support to the system. As we move around doing our constituents, there are quite a number of community radio stations that are complaining about all these attacks. And a whole range of other challenges that they are having. But you continue to give license, it can't be right. That's how we've been saying, maybe we need your support if we were to move for a moratorium on the issue of licenses for community radio, so that we are able to even, for a particular period, concentrate on the existing ones, and make sure that they are able to get the necessary support. The rest is one issue that you might want to talk to. As I indicated, quite a number of them complained as we move around to say, look at this aging infrastructure, but here is a new one, a new station. that we it's a very correct challenge. I think we are beginning to do something about it. You see that those that are not getting support because they are not complying in terms of in issues of governance and a whole range of other issues. But it is to us, it is the responsibility of your forum and also MBDA as well to conscientize those that are not complying. Because they can't be right to say government can't give you support because you are not complying because of this particular challenge. To me, it can't be right. It should be us and MBDA and yourself who must then be able to say, can you address the following things? Because until these issues are addressed, you won't get support from government. So how can I just leave the situation as it is while people are not being given minister support? The other day while I was talking to some people in MBDA, they said, no, we can't even go to this station because it is not complying, not registered with your front check, like something is wrong. Why don't you go to that station and say to them, can you address the following things so that you are able to get the necessary support from government? So some have raised this issue, Chair. And I think the second last one is the issue of governance that you spoke about, where in other instances as we've indicated, certain managers using their own or personal accounts for expenses, payments and the like. What are we doing about this? Especially yourself. Because to me, it also becomes your responsibility to go in and assist in cases where we have challenges like this one. The monetary, even in issues where people are just dissolving bonds without having followed proper channels and the like. To me, it's the responsibility of the forum to also try and assist in that regard. Okay, let me pause there for now.
Thanks for the information. I think my special concern is about in a structure of learning. Maybe there's no capability to be more than that three, but that will be done with knowledge. Secondly, in Google too, there's the establishment of the committee of the radio station long time. They do not get any assistance. I will need your attention around that committee in Google because there is, you said, more than 5 years trying to get the radio station. Thirdly, when you are using those volunteers, do you, when you utilize them to assist you, do you have any target for them so that you can assist them in that? And in a question of strengthening our stakeholders, your stakeholders, relationships, there are 8. How do you engage them to be closer to your department to visit the inner program? How do you work with them? Maybe my question is not clear. I just looking at your face. Maybe not. Last question. Why you allow the individual to open the own radio station. As you mentioned here that they are opening other radio stations closer to the other one. Is that your policy allow anyone to apply for a radio station as individual?
Very true, sir. In fact, I didn't want to talk today. I just want to observe and listen carefully what the community think around the media issues of state issues. I just want to pose one question that will go to all of you. Starting from the first presence to you. In fact, I wanted to get a specific recommendation from yourself in your industries. What do you think that it should happen to create a conducive environment for you to operate? Be specific, not general. Don't give many recommendations. We'll not even hear you what you are saying, because you will be giving us many things. And congratulations, Adekuta, for being elected the deputy president. I believe that next time then we will have a president from South Africa. Congratulations. And thanks for being brave enough, it's NCRF leadership. Thanks for being brave. As Honorable D.D. mentioned, we've been asking because of the same question, that is it a wholesale of licenses or what? So we thought maybe this forums agree with what is happening. That's why we took a decision to get you. So we are here because of you raised the same concern as my honorable colleague said. Of the mushrooming of this radius, we don't understand. We thought maybe it's your resolution to say that people must be captive. So, and our concern is that whoever is just giving people this thing, he doesn't see that it loses the real aim or ambition of having a radio community values. So thank you very much for that. And the last one that I wanted to raise, it was the issue of gender. I think as my fellow honorable member raised it, maybe I should say second that. Even aiding by saying that, please, when you do such things, let us have a character of another. We must make sure that we balance the gender. If there's no good leadership according to you, but you must at least add and teach them how to do it, then it goes to the training and teaching. I think to all of you, not only this forum, to all the forums, let us make sure that we promote media in the real sense of promoting, not in the sense of if I can do this, then I will benefit this. You see, it's one thing that I want us to carefully calculate on it. Chairperson, as I said that today, I told to myself that I don't want to speak, I don't want to listen. Then let me pause here. Thank you.
Among the board members.
Was there any other non-believers? Okay. All right. Can I allow Honorable Mashova to also add something small as she's saying to me?
Thank you.
I'm saying it because in our history of NCRF, which is more than 20 years now, it's the first time we have been coming, and to us that is 20 years. My colleagues are going to answer the various questions, especially the license issuing the media buyers. Issue and the gender issue. But I just want to clarify what is the challenge that we have. You know that we are categorized into a community of interest license and the geographic license. Our most challenge are on the issue of the geographic license. This is on defining who is the community. I'll just take a story. When we have AGMs, anybody can just come in from the street. Mostly, the loudest voice and the most aggressive voice is the one that is recognized by the people. And imagine the result thereof, when the most loudest voice becomes the leader of that community. We have been talking about this with the regulators. We have a problem around that issue. So the institution, the governance issue, they emanate from that same problem. When trying to address that as a forum, we do not have a rule that is coming from knowledge that gives us power to be listened by the station. We are listened by the station, that station which wants to. So it's a volatile situation which needs powers like yourself to take it. We try, as the Secretary has validated, to have meetings with the regulator so that this can be addressed. Most of the time, as the forum will be seen as maybe a competitor to the regulator, which is not the case. So I just wanted to clarify that, my colleagues will answer.
Let me answer the right question that you want to ask. What is it that you want? Honorable Chairman, we are on record to say we do not want help, but we wish to have support from government to talk to other departments to advertise. You know, sometimes you need to have a meeting of government in Kailich, where they can go there, but you choose to go to Musobone. That's the advertisement that you are asking. So if we can get those advertisements, I think this sector can grow. We are not suggesting that government is not assisting there and there, but I'm responding to your direct question that says, what is it that we want to get? We don't want to give any handouts that are indicated, but I think we want to work SME. And I'm sure all the community have suggested that we need your support so that you place your assets to us so that we can grow. I hope and budget that if not, then no problem. The congested space, I think at some point, I think we're on record as National Community Forum to say we need to say one community of one district municipality. If I can ask, I can respond to Honorable Sojeti asking if appropriate in terms of licensing. We have been suggesting that we need to have one congregator in one district municipality. There is no way that we can have three radios in one district municipality. Otherwise, it's going to fail what you wish to achieve. So that's number one. And I'm sure this thing of getting in one room with the cars can really help us. We hope that that opportunity will be afforded to us at some point so that we can suggest what we are doing. Mamasola, this issue of why are we allowing individuals to open congregation stations is not us. They sit down and they apply to ICASA grant. That's what we're saying. We do not want that. We are clear that we need to have one congregation, one municipality, so that they become effective. But this session that is actually happening, we do not encourage. Maybe our buyers know what I'm responding criteria of criteria of electing board members. When the crowd is something that is used, people are just passing people for the one to be elected. I'm sure even that one, you need to engage ICASA and do what the government is doing when they are hiring board members. I'm speaking out of my own experience. I've been sitting in Houston, being interviewed here for NBDA or any other thing, So I'm saying if we can adopt that, then we'll get people that we want rather than radical. But it needs to be educated so that there's no challenge and thing for all, and people are going there for their own, selfish purpose. And you can't control that. No regulation that keeps in terms of electing a board member. We've been trying that from Ms. Bonilla, for instance, where we are asking stakeholders to nominate people. After that, we then contact somebody to interview them, get elected those that are qualifying, so that you do have skills, you do have whatever it takes to be a board member. But for now, I think we must take that we cut up for that day. The reason I will be contradicting myself as I'm sitting here, and I don't want to be territorial, in terms of saying there will be no need maybe to have a congregation forum. I cannot suggest that. But I think maybe as we are sitting here, we need to engage them and check, means and ways of making sure that there is an operation in terms of population leadership. But I cannot sit here and say we need to have a congregation population. Otherwise, I would be contradicting myself as I'm sitting here. Already in the city of Cape Town, as the metro, I think we've got about five congregation stations that are existing in this metro. It's really so unfortunately with population. What I'm saying, we need to engage them and see ways and means of making sure that that constituent is not left behind. They do have, they do participate in terms of whatever that is happening in the community sector. Women representation. Electoral processes are a challenge to any organization. I'm not really encouraging the fact that we've got three ladies sitting in our board. But electoral processes are coming up with a different, really different,
something that we never expected. And I'm sure we are taking that into consideration, Madam Chair. We will address in our next conference. We do take, we are ashamed and we are embarrassed about that, I must say. But sometimes electoral processes put you where you never wanted to be. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Let me start with the issue of the media buying or media buying companies. Generally, they are companies that are used to source tapes from different media houses, both it can be commercial, community, or public. Those who are middlemen between the service provider and the end user. I'm not sure it gets well. The issue of the moratorium, I think I must say, for me, the moratorium would not address the problem, but the merging will do. Let's look at the community radios that are in the same community, because for me, the community radio, which people are speaking the same language, share the same culture, there's no need to have more than one community, because it is the same community. Then we need to merge them and ensure that resources are optimally informed to that particular station in that area. The 2% of the 98%, our membership is voluntary. I wanted to make an example, but my heart does not agree. If there are areas of especially community of interest who feel that they cannot participate in that process, we can't compel them to come. So our membership is voluntary. It's without any restraints. On the issue of non-compliance, most part of our presentation talks to the gaps in the legislative frameworks, and I think it's quite of the challenges that we have. The Deputy President raised the issue of free for all. ICASA itself does not have a regulation as to how board members are elected. Then it becomes the same issue that we need to find a way and space of ensuring that there is synergy, there is an understanding within the sector. And it is very difficult because we don't have a legal base. There can be appetite, but as long as there's no legal base, it becomes very difficult. The issue of women, I think the future problem has answered it, but I want to address the fact that our National Policy Conference in November this year had one of the discussion documents in terms of dealing with the issue of women. The first task was for us to do a research in terms of how many women do we have in the sector who are in leadership, who have capacity, vis-a-vis the issue of just electing women. So that conference will be able to assess the impact of the research and draft the policy in terms of how do we should stay in future elect women. Oh. How do we ensure that we participate in the transformation agenda? Most of our community radios, I hate the question about the statement. Most of our community radios, I may not have the percentage now, but I can tell you that most of them, they pay salaries. People wake up, they go to community radios, they work, they go home, at the end of the month, they go to the bank. That's why I'm saying a part of our agenda is to ensure that it becomes a job opportunity. We don't have even a single volunteer. there may be some of the radios that are still striving to find the level of paying a salary and so on, but many of our community radios are paying salaries. On the issue of the oversight, I'm going to jump some of the questions that have been addressed. On the issue of the oversight, I think we do most of our frequent oversight far better than the regulator, because at every AGM of the community that is our member was there. So they may still be some of the areas that I think there should be a regulatory framework and would be able to address. The proximity of the radios, I think that the broadcast, I'm not quite sure between the broadcasting, the Act, Electronic Communications Act, or preferably that one, it suggests that within a frequency of not more than 10 KMZ, I'm not sure what that stands for, there should not be another community radio. But that is as much, because if you look at the current situation, there are community radios that are licensed that have not had frequencies. Where Centec is saying there's no frequency, where ICASA has issued a license. And I think the Free State is one of the victims of such process. There are quite a number of areas in the Free State where there are licenses, there's no frequencies. But like I said, the request that the Deputy Chairperson has raised, the issue of an internal dialogue between ourselves and the regulator to ensure that we modify all these gaps is very vital and important. And it will be able to harmonize the situation. But I think by this time, we see each other as maybe not enemies, but in replacement of that way. Because even when there's an existence of a vacuum, obviously, one way or the other, someone will take opportunity of the vacuum. So possibly we have, by default, taking the opportunity of the vacuum and we find ourselves fighting for one. I think I've covered everything, Chair, and left the other issue I may have focused. Thank you very much.
Maybe before you actually roll it down, can I just ask you, you raised something around the issue of the trust, just briefly, the trust, and I realized the reservation that some of the legislations are registered as trust, and obviously referring to the under trust use as such. Can you maybe want to tell me what is the problem actually that you already noticed under that?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I think some of the regulars that belong licenses by ICASA, I would not know the circumstances, but the challenge is when there are matters that have to go the legal route, you have to first, the Electronic Communications Act will be secondary to the Trust Act, and sometimes we'll have the challenge to deal with those cases. The Trust Act deals with its own issues in terms of the administration, which are quite different to our sector. And I think the one part is possibly about 10% in the country are registered as trust and issued licenses. So I don't know how ICASA issued those licenses. But I can give a private example. Even Alex has been in the trust. So you only find this when there's a legal battle, because the legal battle is the only one that will then expose that when the constitution will find the trust and all these things. Thank you.
Well, thanks for that information. Just few things. Certainly the issue of the program of the portfolio committee, we were furthering, particularly the area of community radio station. As it's known from our program, our intention was to be in KwaZulu-Natal. And I realized from your slide presentation that there's quite a lot in terms of the radio station. So as you look at it, huge emphasis, we may not be able to continue alone as a portfolio committee. That's why programs such as this, they do now need partnerships. The issue of the TCI has become critical. Once we touched that, we were working with the department. We realized when we were working on the program that it's much huge. But also, I think a breakdown of the provinces and, you know, that cluster of the realization is going to help us, because we are going to use that kind of an approach. That's why we actually sought partnership from people who work with the community and the radios once we get into that area. The other issue is the issue around the entities of the DOC. Of course, we were still going to engage with them, and we're glad if we've had all the issues that we've all raised, so that once we engage with them, we see how those things are integrated. I know that across the presentations that we had this morning, the CAPEX is the one that has been a major issue, and therefore it's very important for us to also get the thinking of the department and the recognition of these problems that we have raised, how they intend to deal with them. But the commitment that they will put is the one that will follow up on oversight and make sure that they implement it. In other words, it's not only a meeting, but it's part of how to address the issues that we have raised as people oversee all these radio stations and have knowledge over a period of time in terms of progress and problems that we come as a commercial radio station. Now, when independent publishers were talking, now they said they engaged with the minister, and the minister encouraged them to start to have cooperatives in the provinces so that they start, you know, the funding part. They were talking about the funding part as well. It's something that we want to watch. It's interesting, but as we've been addressing the issue, we need to see what is viable, what can work, and what is it that government can quite efficiently be able to deliver for them. And we'll watch that, because we think it was a good discussion and it suggests a particular program that can be taken up. And I think that one which actually looked at it from the commissary station, if it hasn't been thought. Around even the issue of training, even in, you know, capacity building, we know that the visitors, and then, you know, I know that the concept of co-ops has been legislated, but it's still wishy-washy from the side of government. And we do need to shake up those things politically now, because there are programs that can benefit from that. And of course, it might assist with issues that we have raised on threat, you know, because, you know, immediately, remember that they only know the enterprises in terms of visitor accreditation. But the one thing, when it comes to co-ops, possibly then, because you're interacted with public and civil government in terms of the role of the community radio station and how you work on issues of threat or sex. You know, because it's another concept, possibly be tied up and advise government, help us to work with that. We want to meet the fact that the deputy president has been elected from us here in South Africa in the country. It's a huge achievement. We congratulate it, and we really thank that, because it shows the recognition of the work that we're doing here in South Africa. We are recognized by the entire continent. It's a good impact. We have to congratulate that. With all the weaknesses that we have, but other countries see the strength, and we do have to then tighten our weaknesses so that they're able to learn from us, and congratulations to that. Lastly, yes, we had what I say, that of course, even if we are there, we are overseeing that by the culture and the region, but sometimes it's difficult to put control in terms of helping them to be efficient. Possibly the partnership of this nature, where you partner with us on the oversight level, we put another team that can sort of make something with it. We put up mechanisms of how to work on that, but also group government on board to develop the implementable programs that will assist and close the gaps on that side. I don't know, Mr. Dr. Dre, anything that you want to raise, but I believe this was one of the very good interactive sessions with all the entities that were met, independent stakeholders. We have actually, right now we're having a broader knowledge and a broader understanding in terms of these areas, but we have realized that we've got a lot of work to do, and we'll continue to work in partnership. Honorable Dr. Dre, please.
Yeah, but I think the one I want just to mention, well, of course, that we responded to by the teacher regarding the teacher movement in terms of the regulating and taking a criteria as to who is supposed to be a board member. But I just want, when a white takes offense, you know, that when it comes to women, it is just the kind of just take any other women. But on the side of men, people just change, the bus, change the crowd, and they listen, you know, because they talk too much and they're not good. But to say in future, we will still, I mean, look at the criteria when listen to men, really it's not well taken. I think the same is for women. If they are there, they are able to rent the bus, they should also be elected until that time when there's regulation to appoint people accordingly. You cannot be selective in terms of the criteria as to other candidates come in and others have to wait for some time when you know, they have a very quiet skill.
Very much. Honourable members, across board, I think we have satisfied ourselves with engagement. Am I right, Mama? So, with all those presentations, we sincerely want to thank all the stakeholders that have been here today. It was, you know, a worthwhile day. We benefited quite a lot. We wouldn't even have minded to, you know, to stay till further. Because it's very interesting. The issues that actually touch to the core of the ones that we are presenting. And we thank you very much for it. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. We can just take a 5-minute stretch, but can I request members to remain? We won't take too long, and we still have some business to further. Just say, can I give 3 minutes? Only 3 minutes stretch.
Okay, down the hallway, okay? Passage is straight, all the way down to your right.
I just need to ask my bag from Busan, and I think I'll come with you.
Oh.
Because he's traveling in the morning.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's fine. I'm good to go. Are you good to go?
I'm good to go. I'm just waiting for him so that I can get my suitcase.
Okay. Like I said,
I'm making plans for
you. Oh,
that's one member of the committee.
Okay, how do you know where Ikat
is?
Before you even
to know.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know the name.
Is it?
The apple.
Yes.
My line.
So next time communication directly because you get more tickets.
Okay.
You go through the CEO, the shop center.
No,
I can't get all the old man.
No, you see it's problem is that each and
a little bit of oversight and so on. We could not, we did not manage to get all members, but we have finally settled for the 20th of October. That meeting will sit and we will be able to then finalize that so that it comes back to the portfolio committee. By then also even the House will be sitting, so the portfolio committee can then send it to the House depending on if we all reach consensus. That is the feedback for the CASPA. Can I move to the next one? Honourable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. Can you just outline what process we're going to take with that subcommittee? Because there were just 5 vacancies. We sent 8 to the minister, and there was 1 question mark. So what are we doing? Are we replacing all 8, or are we just replacing 1? What is the mandate of that subcommittee?
Now, honourable members, I thought it's obvious. If we are returning the matter back to the subcommittee, it should give us that answer we are asking. The subcommittee must respond on what you are saying. It will give the portfolio committee a report back. Send it to them, they're able to deal with all issues, then they bring the report. We have already mandated. And actually, at the moment.
Who's on the subcommittee? Because we haven't been notified of the subcommittee.
No, but the honourable members, let's not play, honestly. The same subcommittee that conducted the interview, we have never dissolved it. It's still that same subcommittee. It is a report that was sent from the House, it's coming back. We agreed as a portfolio committee last time. You see, members, honestly, we need to concentrate. If we're not agreeing on that thing, we should have said we're not agreeing. We agreed that the report is going to the subcommittee. It's noted in minutes and the minister adopted. Today, now we're asking the question of which members. The same members within the portfolio in the subcommittee will be dealing with it. And now a date is set and we're expecting that feedback from the subcommittee. Alliance?
Regarding what you say, because the report that we presented in the National Assembly came out of a recommendation by the subcommittee. So obviously the system committee is going to be processing the issue and come back to this forum for adoption before we go back to the House. I think that's what you say. So I don't think there is any problem in that regard. We should not be wasting time on this particular issue.
Yeah, I really thought this was a straightforward matter. Can we then move to the next matter? The SADC. Honourable members, the SADC matter is currently finalised. What is going to happen is that we do need, as per what we recommended and suggested from the PC, we do need to have a re-advertisement. We are going to re-advertise the post, and those adverts will be running from this week. The posts that we are re-advertising are the 3 posts of Ellen Chavalala, Bongani Khumalo, Thembi Nkosi-Bonakele. So it's a re-advertisement, which is going to run for a period of 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, we are going to sit for the details. Yeah, any other issue from your side? Honorable Ketani, Honorable David.
No, it's not a big issue, sir. It's not a big issue to say that while we are going to advertise this prayer, I just want to check which paper are we going to use.
Honourable Davis.
Yes, Chair.
Yeah, we actually had considered the issue of the papers. I'm sure we do have them because we considered the issue of the prayer. And so on. Yeah, we did report on them. I'm sure we discussed that, but let's do that as well.
That's a positive quotation from the City Press, the Rapport, that is the national newspaper, and then from the regional and the community newspapers, it's Moho News, Coast City Business Inc., Intervera News, Emma Kazan News, Ipondo News, 10 decibels, pushback 3 decibels, and Umman 4 decibels. So the aggregate will be in all 11 of the shadow.
Okay, also to a friend of that, is that still on the same net? Okay, it is the same meter for feet.
No, Chair, I don't mean to defeat. It's my humble request that in the inner city we use something called inner city satellite. It's a community newspaper. So I will be very, very happy because the people of Johannesburg will be able to see that we are moving, we are reaching. Community trains are doing for us. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Honorable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. It's not clear to me why we are re-advertising for NSSSR's post, because we've actually already shortlisted 5 candidates for that post. So why are we re-advertising that post? That's the first point. The second point is that we're going to be put into the same position as we were put in last time. We're going to re-advertise for those other positions, and we're going to get a very poor response from the public, because there is no more security of tenure as an SABC board member, because as we've seen, you can be unlawfully removed on the whim of the board, at least the board chairperson and the minister. So I would argue that we would need to immediately interview those 5 shortlisted candidates that we've already shortlisted for the Ellen Shabalala position. Before we can re-advertise, we need to clean up the mess that's been created by the unlawful removal of those board members, and we need to send out a signal that board members cannot be unlawfully removed from the SABC. Otherwise, nobody is going to apply. At least nobody of quality is going to apply. So we can't separate those two discussions, Chairperson.
Before I take your hand, I need to clarify to you, Honourable Davis, there's a process and procedure that takes place in Parliament to not looking back on advertising or on taking up that as a communication for political. That process is that the President writes to the Speaker and indicates that there are these vacancies, the Speaker should proceed with the work, whereby that work is brought to us. So if you are saying we should wait for others, we don't know when it's coming. We want to deal with what is at our disposal, what is here, what is referred from the President's office, and those are the 3 posts that you are referred. We don't want to wait infinitely. And of course, we don't want to be accused that we're relegating our duties. We want to do our duties. What is already here are those names, and we want to deal with those. We don't want, because if we want to go the route of waiting, we don't know when are we going to finalize this. Can I have your Honorable Kegan?
No, Chair. In fact, you covered me in that issue. But I just want to highlight one thing. That when this portfolio committee took a decision, one must not want to come in different corners to challenge what we agreed upon when he was asking for, why he was present. I wanted you, Chair, to strongly deal with that mess. And we don't want to hear anyone talking about that. Because of one thing, once we have agreed, it doesn't mean that all of us were here to meet the agreement. The issue is that if majority see it like this, it will go like that. I should not one day wanted to smuggle that issue because that day I was not here. No. If we will allow that, it will set a wrong precedent, and but I know that it cannot be allowed. Chair, that is my humble request. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Sadie. Honorable Davis.
Thank you. If the Honorable Kakana is referring to the committee's decision to make a U-turn. Sorry. Are you going first?
Yeah. I think this would be wrong, for us to talk about a research that Honorable David was going to talk about, which takes people lost confidence and all the other things of a research that this committee is going to do, to say people are no longer interested in Where is that request coming from? I don't remember us appointing a research team. We suggest that Honorable David must from time to time present results of a particular research that is conducted some way in the corner, not by his proposal. It would be wrong. It would be very wrong. And I'm saying it has always been the decision of the collective to say that we want to advertise this post as a matter of agency. And I thought this was going to be the shortest meeting, because it has always been an easy way to make sure that this matter needs to move with the existing process. And I suggest that we will move in the direction which is that this matter needs to be closed. That's the fact that we continue to talk about. We are getting tired about it, because I don't know of any way that you have instructed ourselves as a control committee.
Honorable Dick.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, on the process, I agree that there is a process, and the President lets us know that there's vacancies. You're absolutely right, which is why I cannot understand why it's taken us nearly a year to fill some of these vacancies. Why we haven't been following that process, but now suddenly there's some urgency. So I don't understand that. It's why we haven't followed process up until this point. To respond to Honourable Kakana, we know that that process to remove those board members was flawed.
Chair, I want us to say that we can't allow this man to open indirectly that issue.
Yeah, okay.
We can do the wrong. Tell him from now that you must talk to so think that you will stay with us.
Okay. But you still
an honorable member, the honorable Gerard.
Yeah. Honorable Davis. Honorable Davis, please, let's focus on what we had to do.
Chairperson, on that day you were absent. Okay? And Honorable Sotexi was the chairperson.
So you want to reopen
it?
Yeah,
it's material. Can I finish this, Chair? I'm going to a specific place, if you just allow me. Okay. Now, Chairperson, we are in the process of resolving this issue. Okay, you've directed me to go and speak to Cedric Pollock, the Chair of the Chair, to discuss this issue. We're still in the process. I'm confident that we can still continue with this process and get that those removals overturned. Because the fact is, Chairperson, let me say,
are we still open to this matter?
We are completely out of order. I wrote to you to talk to colleagues because I wasn't part of the meeting, and it's not a matter that I can handle because who wanted me to open the net, and I told I cannot do that. Right. Honorable, I will not in the own admit. And it's wrong for you. Of course, you're the one who's taking the meeting inside us. I'm also talking because I'm extending what I realize now. We're reopening a matter which will take us inside us. I was going to report to you about the SABC vacancy, a matter which is also so urgent to you because you feel that you are negating our duties. You feel that you are neglecting what you are supposed to do. We don't want to do that. I am telling you, Honorable Davis, in order for us to advertise any post, the President should have written prepared to us. This post I'm talking about are within our space, within our authority. It's something we can be able to deal with. Please, Honorable Davis, don't direct me to other matters. Not now. I need to focus on the issue of the vacancies that had been referred. I want the portfolio committee to do the work that is supposed to do in the proper procedure which they have to do. We have a matter which we can deal with. We are going to advertise the post. If other posts come, we will do the same. We'll advertise. At the moment, let's deal with what we have. Of course, you are correct me so when you are taking it on your letters, which you sent to me, you are right to say that this posts are long. It's long overdue on us. Yes, it's true. We want to finish those posts. We want to deal with them. You counted last year, you counted and broke all the history. I want to deal with that matter. Those posts, we got clarity, everything is straightforward now. If there's any advert that will come, definitely I'm going to bring it urgently to the portfolio consultant advertise. Can we close it as that matter? I'm not really, I don't intend.
Let's
if it's all to speak. Honourable David.
Thank you, Chair. It is on these vacancies because, as I keep saying, but nobody quite understands, you can tell me, Michael, these things are linked. Because we're not going to fill these vacancies with good candidates unless we deal with the unlawful removal. And the Honourable Teddy asked about the research that I've done.
I said if any member can go to a matter which is not in relation to the three votes, that we have to ask. No, I have to ask. I indicated. Not going to allow anyone. Honourable Teddy, hold on. Honourable Teddy, please hold on. Nobody is going to speak outside what I've said. The vacancies that we have. No. Please, Honourable, don't direct me to issues of the linkage, and I don't want any link. I want the three vacancies only. If there's anything else that you discuss, it's completely out of what you're discussing about. I'm not going to allow you to proceed. And I don't like the same of being undermined all the time when I rule on a matter.
These are your eyes, and you're undermining me, and so are your colleagues.
Okay, honorable members, that's where we are.
We can't allow that, because even the engagement you had, the Chairperson, it was not on behalf of this collective. If you went to another room fully, it was not on behalf of this committee.
Thank you very much. I don't remember the meeting.